Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. Hour number three on this amazing show we've had today so far. I'm going to call an audible. I'm gonna skip past dipper number two and jump into what is scheduled to be dipper number three, because I'm afraid I won't be able to do it justice if I wait and actually hold it in the third position. So we're going to jump on into something I'm calling skulls full of mush. Look, are you watching the news right now and seeing the campus protests that are going on just everywhere? I mean, like everywhere, all over the place. I saw this morning on Emory's campus over in Georgia. I saw Florida State, which I'll get back to in a minute. Vanderbilt. There's a resolution passed by the student government, not a protest per se, in UAB. I'll talk about that in a minute. I saw that there have been stuff, especially in Columbia and University of Southern California. And then, of course, there's what happened in UT Austin. It's all over the place, and you cannot tell me, by the way, some of this is not coordinated. But I would bet that a lot of these kids have no idea what they're protesting. I also bet that a lot of them aren't students, because they're wearing masks and they're on campus. You don't know who's there. And so some of them are being charged with trespass because they're not supposed to be there in the first place, or they haven't gotten approval for their activities on campus, and they don't have the ability to apply for approval because they're not students. They're coming in from the outside, some of them. A lot of them, though, are students. A lot of them are what I would just call skulls full of mush. I've got an audio clip, by the way. I realize this may not be indicative of every protester. Some of them are ardent believers. They know things, and they're telling you about the world. Some of them, though, are just out there because, you know, like, I mean, this is cool, isn't it? We're going to do the thing. Let's do the thing. You got that audio clip? Young lady in New York City? Go ahead and play it.
What do you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free.
I wish I was more educated.
What do you say is the main goal with tonight's...
Stop. I don't know if you can hear that, because they're in the middle of a cavalcade of protest, all right? But this young lady's been, and you know, you look at her, bless her heart, she's standing there with her nose ring, and she's doing the thing, you know. We're out here in support of Palestine. Well, what is it that you're asking NYU to do? What are they doing? I think, and then she looks at her friend and goes, I don't know. What is NYU doing that we're protesting? Why are we doing this? And her friend goes, I don't know. I wish I was more educated. I wish you were too. Oh, by the way, you're in college. That's where you're supposed to get educated. This is happening everywhere, y'all. And okay, some of y'all maybe feel that was one person. Well, it was two. That was two people. It's not necessarily all of them. I mean, some of them are real. Sure, some of them really do believe. And some of them also have no idea what they believe. If you were to ask them, if you were to get on an elevator and look over at them wearing their keffiyeh and their mask and say, hey, listen, I need you to tell me in the next 30 seconds before we get to the 10th floor, why do you believe what you believe? Could they do it? No. I guarantee you, 90% of them could not. That's called the elevator pitch, by the way. The elevator pitch. You should be able to do that. Just a quick aside here. Those things you care about the most, in the time it takes to ride the elevator, If you were to get on and someone said, all right, you got till I get to the 10th floor to convince me, could you, on the thing you believe most in, could you tell them about your faith? Could you tell them why you're voting the way you're going to vote? Could you tell them about, you know, the job or the passion you have for the company you want to start? Could you, in the time it takes to push the button, ride to the 10th floor, could you give them the 25 to 30 second speech that wraps it all up neatly in a bow and tells them that you understand and you believe? I'm going to tell you right now, that young lady blew her elevator speech in a big way, like hosed it. She was the one, by the way, who inspired the commercial, or not the commercial, the question that I asked from Butters and Lee. If you saw your kid on the news, so somewhere I spec mommy and or daddy happen to see the news and go, oh my gosh. And then suddenly her phone started ringing. Darling, you better give me a call. Listen, these skulls full of mush, though, what are they doing? What are they protesting? So 1819 News, right here in Alabama, has a piece. UAB's SGA passed a resolution condemning Israel for apartheid and for ethnic cleansing and for plausible genocide. Really? Says, while protests against Israel on college campuses have been underway around the nation in recent weeks, students at UAB took a stance against Israel earlier this year. I did not know this. Apparently no one did. In February, the UAB Student Government Senate passed a formal resolution condemning it. I'd like to know the vote on that, by the way. The Student Senate also introduced a resolution calling for a Palestinian flag to be added to the so-called wall of flags at the Hill Student Center. Dozens of flags represent the home nations of students at the school. Photos show that a Palestinian flag is on the wall. The resolution further states that the Student Senate condemns the ongoing occupation, settler colonialism, apartheid, ethnic cleansing of Palestinians since 1948, and plausible genocide of Gaza since 2023. Skulls full of mush, having no idea what it is they're talking about. But I will say this, unlike what you see in some places, it points out that some UAB students did show up to counter the pro-Palestinians. They said what happened on October 7th was similar to 9/11 in the U.S., and they wanted to support Israel. Good for them. Good for them. And by the way, that explanation does indicate to me they understood that they were not just there because, well, we're just not going to let that happen. No, they were there because they get it. They're aware of their times. Now, there's been a lot being said and done right now on these campuses. It's been all over the news. I just saw a moment ago, I don't even have it in my stack of stuff, so I'm going to go back to the computer here. I can't rattle the paper because it's on the computer. But Vanderbilt's chancellor, Daniel Durmeyer, he is not playing. He came out and slammed the anti-Israel agitators on his campus, saying, what you're doing has nothing to do with free speech. Now, he went on to quickly say, you have a right to your opinion, you have a right to protest, but the minute they took action that was harmful to people, like when they attacked a security guard in one of the buildings, it says that it got chaotic on Vanderbilt's campus when anti-Israel rallies broke into one of the buildings and assaulted a school staff person. At that point, he said, game over, we're done with you. And began ordering the removal of the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, sanctions initiative from the student ballot and everything else that they had going on. So good for you, Chancellor, and I'm glad to hear it. SEC school dealing with it. But then you see Texas. Fox News has an article on UT Austin. Now, I would like to believe that what happens in New York City could never happen in Texas. I mean, y'all, it's Texas. I'm pretty sure, this can get handled because it's Texas. University of Texas at Austin President Jay Hartzell released a statement Wednesday evening that unequivocally defended his decision to shut down an anti-Israel protest with more than 30 people being arrested. He said, our rules matter and they will be enforced. He went on to say, we have witnessed much activity that we don't normally see on our campus, and today our university held firm and enforced our rules while protecting the constitutional right to free speech. Peaceful protests within our rules are acceptable, but breaking our rules and disrupting others' ability to learn are not allowed. 34 people on UT Austin's campus were arrested. 100 were arrested at Columbia, 90 at University of Southern California, mostly on misdemeanor charges of trespassing and unlawful assembly. Listen, this is not going to go away. And I'll tell you one more about these, too, for the break. USC. So Southern California has announced its campus is going to remain closed. Why? Because they're not clearing them out. They've arrested a bunch of people, but they're still there. After hours, it says, of clashing with campus police and the LAPD, the protest ended with 93 people being arrested for trespassing. But the problem they've got is they don't feel secure yet, and they're still keeping the campus closed. In other words, you're paying tuition, but you can't go to school. So we haven't determined if they're going to be cited or not. If and when, it's a misdemeanor offense. They are going, and they will be going through the booking process. The campus remained closed until further notice. Students, faculty, staff, and people with business on campus may enter with the proper identification they posted on their Twitter page. Listen, this is unacceptable. And I get it. I'm not going to stand here and say they don't have a right to their freedom of speech. In fact, I don't mind if they gather, if they do the thing, like they gather up and they say their piece and then they go on their way. But the destruction of property and the threatening of Jewish students and the calling for people's death and extermination is not what they're supposed to be doing. Now, what also galls me, though, is in some of these places, you're watching faculty join them. And you're watching movie stars fly in to stand with them in solidarity and then fly back to Hollywood, having made their point. But this is problematic, yes. It's also a recipe for disaster. And what I don't want to see is something get out of hand and somebody really, really gets hurt. All right, we're going to come back after this break, and I'll tell you, though, there's a piece on Daily Wire that fascinates me. It says the Free Palestine Movement is just Black Lives Matter repackaged. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, you hear the ads playing during the break? So if you hear the ads playing during the break, that's there for a reason, obviously. We are a standalone entity. Bright Side Radio is indeed a standalone business all by itself. And the shows that you listen to on the radio, they don't own us. We send them our show. But like every other business, it takes revenue to run what we do. And so if you're listening to this and you are a Right Side ruffian and you have your own company that sells goods and services, just know this. We have tens of thousands of Right Side ruffians who listen to this show every single week. What a captive audience, man. You might want to advertise your stuff here because there's a lot of folks who'd rather buy from another ruffian than to buy from somebody else. So here's my point. If you want to advertise on Right Side Ruffian, on Right Side Radio, we'd love to talk to you. You just go on our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message. And Lauren from Right Side, who was in the studio the other day yelling, hey, she'll contact you, and we would love to get you on the team. That's advertising on Right Side Radio. Go to rightsideradio.org. Send us a message. We'll jump on it. Okay. Daily Wire has a piece that I find fascinating. I also find it not surprising. I mean, Daily Signal has one called What's Behind the Anti-Semitic Protests on College Campuses? Well, they point out there's a lot of outside groups who are helping organize this. Look at the campuses, y'all. In fact, I did this the other day. Big Rig and I were sitting here, and I looked at the screen. And I said, look at that. Look at all those tents. You can tell that every one of those tents came from the same place. And what's crazy is a lot of them are like set up in rows. Like they're almost like organized like a military bivouac. It's kind of creepy. But they've got in some places, they've got, like, if you go there, the protesters, you try to talk to them, they won't talk to you because they've been told send them over here to the media tent. The media tent? A group of students protesting has a media tent? They've got all their tents lined up. They sleep next. They've got supplies. They got tables full of bottled water and food coming out to them. What's going on here? Where's this coming from? How did this happen? Well, Daily Wire's piece breaks it down in detail. Matt Walsh wrote it. It came out yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact. It says, when Columbia's current class of seniors began attending the school as freshmen 4 years ago, they had to log into virtual classes because of COVID for their entire freshman year. Extreme times require extreme measures, they were told, but it did more harm than good. Now, here we are a couple of years later. Extreme times are apparently back. Lockdown measures are required. They've just shut down all in-person classes at Columbia, again, in favor of mandatory, quote, virtual learning. You know, they're paying $70,000 a year to have to go to their dorm room and log in. Tell me why that's okay. So they're having to do it for the last week of the semester. The same Columbia seniors who had to attend online classes as freshmen now being told to do it again as seniors. Columbia has been overrun, it says, by a mob of anti-Israel protesters who have occupied the lawn on campus and in some cases were captured on camera harassing and explicitly threatening Jewish students with violence. They say they won't leave until Columbia, quote, divests from anything related to Israel. I wonder, did they even know what that means? What does Columbia have with Israel? Do they have trade agreements? Do they have research labs? Do they have scholarships? Do they know? You will divest of everything to do with Israel, we think. That's what we got to do. What is that? But even still, you know what? Columbia, don't do it. Don't. But here's the thing. It says they've made it extremely clear, Columbia has, that they're easy to walk over. So, of course, this will keep happening. Whether or not the administrators are cowards or just simply incompetent, it is clear nonetheless that these protests serve a purpose that is much bigger than Columbia University. What pray tell? What pray tell, I ask you ruffians out there, what pray tell could it be that these protests, what purpose do they serve? Disruption. That's it. They serve the purpose of disruption. Right here in the spring before a presidential election. Oh, look, it's the summer of 2020 again. Now, it's not as big. We're not seeing city blocks burn down. So I will caveat by saying I recognize that 2020 was way beyond the pale. But I'll say this, too. We're also on the cusp of this. We're on the early stages. We have all the makings right now of something that could get bigger if they don't start shutting it down while they can. First Amendment, yes. Right to violence and calls for violence? No. Destruction of property? No. Trespassing on college campuses and disrupting people's ability to get the education they paid for? No. So how's this happening? How is this so-called Free Palestine movement becoming what they say in the article here is a race riot repackaged, draped in a green, black, and white flag? Well, you might want to know that there's been some things worth thinking of. When I get back from this break, I got to tell you what happened at Chuck Schumer's house the other night. Oh, this is interesting. And then where the money trail goes for the funding of the pro-Palestinian protests. It's predictable, but I'll say it anyway when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like, wow, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I got to, by the way, tell you guys about somebody else who covers a lot of ground. That's our friends over yonder at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers like this huge swath of ground across North Alabama. They're in all kinds of places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations in and around the Birmingham area. And they are good at what they do, y'all. And so they're open 7 days a week, all their locations. They will see all ages. I like to say it's pediatric to geriatric. They'll see all of them. And, oh, by the way, they'll see me. That's who I see. That's who I go to when I need to. And I did last week, as a matter of fact. Southern Immediate Care, every time I went in, has been so clean, professional, friendly, get you in, get you out, take care of your needs. I thought, I can brag on this. And so I went to them and said, listen, would y'all ever consider advertising on Right Side Radio? Bam. Turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So what does that tell you? So, yes, we are proud to have them as a sponsor on the show and Southern Immediate Care. If you need medical help, even on a Saturday, you look up the location nearest to you, you head on down there and tell them you heard about it, by the way, on Right Side Radio. Go to the phones real quick. I tell you, somebody else covers a whole lot of ground. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Hey, man, how you doing?
You'd be wrong right now because I'm in Nashville, not covering much ground at all. In fact, I could cover more ground on foot, I believe.
Oh, man. Oh, no. You're not in the big stall, are you?
Oh, it's a special day today.
Oh, gosh.
I think there's some of them college kids is coming out here driving around or something. Somebody ain't got no brains or something. Don't know which pedal to push on, I think.
Skulls full of mush.
Oh, my gosh. There's plenty of that here.
I'm watching right now. The police are trying to tear down the tents on the University of Southern California's campus and arresting people. And the students are trying to run with their tents, like grab them and move them out of the way. It's nuts, man. What do you think about all this?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot. Colleges would go bankrupt if there was actually people going to college that actually was able to attend college or smart enough to attend college. I think there'd be a lot of shutdowns, I'm afraid.
Wow.
Because this is dumb upon a different level. You know, I mean, why should anybody this stupid be in a higher education class? They should be sent back to kindergarten with the crayons and to relearn what they didn't learn in grade school. Because apparently none of these kids got an education.
No, they didn't. And I wonder.
Classes failed.
I did my whole monologue the other day on hindsight is 2020 about these kids, wondering if in the future they're going to look back and go, oh, crap, that was awful. Or are they going to be so proud of this day in their life?
Yeah, and just like some of these schools and everything, you know, these kids are coming through school and everything, and some of the dumbest people I know are college educated people. I would take somebody as a high school dropout that has twice as much more sense than somebody who has a PhD in some cases.
Yeah, there's walking around sense, and then there's book learning, and there's sometimes they're not in line.
I'm just wondering if Harvard would probably be wanting to give Joy Reid a non-disclosure agreement to say that she did not go there. I'm halfway serious, because if that's a product of a Harvard education, I wouldn't want to send anybody there.
Yeah, jeez. She went to Harvard, did she really?
Yes, she's supposed to be a Harvard grad, believe it or not. I didn't know she got out of kindergarten the way she acts and speaks, you know, but apparently so.
You know, but sometimes, though, they go to school to learn how to be stupid in an educated way. That's what I think is happening right now. Some of these kids are learning how to be stupid in an educated way. Like, here's how you run a protest on a college campus and you get away with all kinds of stuff that you couldn't get away with in regular life. I mean, they're learning how to be stupid in an educated way.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, just for an example, to show how stupid these people are, is I would like to send in a bunch of Nazi brown shirts, swastikas and swastika flags on these campus colleges, and say, you know, hey, you know, we hate the Jews too. The enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Oh, my gosh.
And just to see if they actually know anything about history. I think a lot of these kids would say, oh, yeah, come on in. You know, you're welcome here. You hate the Jews, too. And just to show the world how crazy these people are.
Okay. First of all, I would not associate yourself with a bunch of Nazi brown shirts. But if it happened, it would be funny. But then the other thing is, what really whacks me out is watching the kids who are like, queers for Palestine. And I'm thinking, do you know what they do with people like you in the Palestinian encampments? That it's not pretty. It's just like you, death and destruction
for
y'all.
It would be nice. I think it's time for a field trip to Palestine.
I could do a GoFundMe site to raise money for that one. All right, all of y'all, we're going to put you in a field trip to Palestine and just see how it goes. Of course, you know, here's the thing. What they really need to see is not Palestine. What they need to see is what Hamas did to Israel. They need to be forced to sit and watch the videos. And see what was wreaked upon the people of Israel on October 7th. That's what I think would be the most valuable. Make them sit down it's like going to driving school and you got to watch all the accident videos. I remember that. How about this? They have to go to terrorism school and see what actually happened on October 7th.
Well, that's what they should do. Somebody should set up a big screen in the background of these protests and actually show that and say, you know, here's what you're approving of. Here's what you're rooting for, Hamas.
Yeah.
This is you're all a bunch of
skulls full of mush. Skulls full of mush. All right, brother. Be safe on the road.
Just evil. Yeah, it's hard not to be safe at 5 mile an hour. Thank you, Bill.
All right, see you, bud. Hey, I'll finish up this article that I had from Matt Walsh at Daily Wire. So the Washington Examiner, he says, did a deep dive into the groups that have been playing a major role promoting things like the Columbia protests. One of them is a group that calls itself Jewish Voice for Peace. Sounds innocent enough. Sounds spectacular. Don't we want a Jewish Voice for Peace? No, not really. It's funded by George Soros' Open Society Network, and they have been the ones helping with the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia, Harvard, UNC Chapel Hill, Ohio State, and Boston University. Yeah. They've gotten $650,000 from Soros groups. Now we're also learning, he says, that Soros-linked money is somehow involved in the most recent events at Columbia. Soros-affiliated entities famously poured millions of dollars into so-called racial justice initiatives 4 years ago. These entities also helped elect quite a few DAs of the country who promised to then further BLM's agenda by not prosecuting criminals. Democrats like Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar have been trying to blame physical violence and other rhetoric from so-called outside agitators, but we can look at it and find groups like the Tides Foundation funding the organizations that are doing the protests. Tides Foundation receives significant amounts of funding from one and only George Soros. And he points out, all roads lead back to Soros. Now, is Soros the boogeyman? Yeah, but he's still there. You can go ahead and say, oh, you're always just calling out Soros. You conservatives, he's like the straw man for all your battles. Really? He writes checks, man. He writes checks to fund this stuff. And you know he does. He writes checks to fund people like George Gascon, who's the DA, or Alvin Bragg, who's the DA who's trying Trump right now, or Fannie Willis in Atlanta. He funds things like the Tides Foundation, which then gives money to these pro-Palestinian rioters. I'm just telling you, it's a mess. And I don't know. Listen, Soros is a billionaire, and he's allowed to do what he wants to with his money. I'm just hoping that what we start seeing is more and more conservative billionaires who are going to go, cool, we'll just counter that with our own. Because he is determined, George Soros, in my opinion, is determined to bring America to its knees. And when he didn't succeed in fully getting it done with the first term of Biden, he's determined to try and get a second term of Biden. So what he's doing right now is creating the unrest that bothers people and puts society on a pitch. And that's the thing. You may look at it and go, oh, well, Phil, he's not going to stop me from going to the polls. Good. I'm glad. But that's not the only thing that happens. He creates a fever pitch. He creates an agitation. He creates a sentiment. He creates a cause. And then it bleeds over into other things. And it begins to suck the oxygen out of the room. And then, oh, by the way, it consumes the news headlines. So things like a Hunter Biden laptop don't get any airplay. You know what I'm saying? Things like U.S. troops being pulled out of Niger don't get any airplay whatsoever. So there's that. I'll end with this. Skulls full of mush. Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, went to Columbia yesterday, which, by the way, he got shouted down. I'll take it back. He didn't get shouted down. He got shouted at. He got interrupted constantly. And he gave a pretty solid point-on speech. Did you see anybody else doing it? Were there any other politicians doing this? Has the president of the United States, Joe Biden, has he done this? Where's Kamala Harris? Has she done this? No. Are you seeing anybody like Chuck Schumer doing this? No. But the Republican Speaker of the House went and stood on the steps outside of the campus at Columbia University, and he gave them what for? He gave them what for? In a calm but yet impassioned speech, he gave them what for? And he was basically saying he called upon the president of Columbia University to resign over what's happening on their campus. So good on him. Good on him for doing it. Good on him for calling out these young skulls full of mush. And I say more of it, please. Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come back from that break, and I'll catch up on a whole bunch of yous text messages because y'all are some texting machines today, and I am behind the power curve. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Wearing, by the way, wearing the new Right Side Ruffian shirt. If you were watching online, you can see it.
The new Right Side Ruffian shirt with the Right Side Ruffian logo and Right Side Radio's logo on the back and the American flag on the right sleeve. So all good, man. I'm right behind the microphone. All good, the American flag. Anyway, John from Huntsville sends the grades. Big Rig earns an A-plus for his awesome performance. Phil earns an A-plus for his equally awesome performance. Today's winners, though, co-winners, are without a doubt, he says, Butters and Lee with an A-triple-plus. Perfection. Congratulations. Also, instead of going on field trips, I think Right Side Radio should have a contest where one lucky winner gets to go on a spectacular trip with Phil and call it a field trip. I don't know about that, man. Thanks, John. JT Lacey Spring says, the last two episodes of Band of Brothers. Students need to see where the concentration camps were discovered and the conditions there. Yes, sir, they do. Yes, sir, they do. John from Elkmont. We've all heard the saying, show me the person and I'll find the crime. If we can go after Russian oligarchs, why can't we go after George Soros? Does he own our Justice Department? Probably. Chris from Huntsville says, I totally agree with everything that Jeff from Indiana said and yourself. These kids don't know what hardship is. They just on a bandwagon because one of their friends heard it's a good cause. They have no idea what difficulty is or going off to war to fight for something they care about. It's all a part about being the cool kids. Then he also says, I do believe what Jeff from Indiana said could be true about the Nazi brown shirts in the same way that Hitler started putting Jews in camps and not telling the whole story. Thanks, Chris. Mike from Somerville says, I'm a police officer back in the day. I used to have to cover some Klan rallies. Some of the rhetoric these protesters are spouting about Jews is the same rhetoric the Klan was saying. Wow. So I think it'd be funny if hooded Klan members showed up with the college kids to protest. What do you think they'd say about that? You know, Jeff may be onto something here, and now Mike for several has got a point.
That's a good point.
So
yeah.
If they're going to sell death to the Jews,
those kids would run if that happened.
Yeah, and then some Nazi brown shirts and some Klan members all showed up and said, "Hey, we're with you." What would they say?
I think it would be kind of funny, but then at that same time,
yeah,
you know, necessary for the kids to smarten up.
Might not be funny, haha. Might be funny, a little weird. Yeah, but anyway. Scott from Hoax Bluff says, Phil, this is Scott. Yeah, man. Good to hear from you. And he says, heading to the Gadsden High School JRTC Award Ceremony to give a cadet our Airborne Award. Good for you, Scott. Thank you, man. Hit some applause on that. That's excellent. Appreciate you, Scott. Airborne. Fred from Madison says, yet another liberal egghead. Okay. I'm not sure which one he's talking about, but probably the kid who we played this audio clip for, who didn't know why she was protesting. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely egghead.
Yeah, definitely. Commander Rick from, is it Gunnersville? Yeah, Commander Rick from Gunnersville says, when do you think BLM and Antifa protests start back up? We don't hear much from them except during election years. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to see BLM, but I'm betting Antifa joins in sometime soon. You wait and watch. We'll see. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, Soros and Democrats funded these protests. Summer of Love sequel. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, indeed. Stephen from Madison, just sent my daughter who lives in Birmingham this afternoon to Southern Immediate Care. Oh, well, first of all, I hope she's well, Stephen. And secondly, yay. Glenn from Bluntsville, whoever issues the permit to allow the students to peacefully protest should also require there be no masks. I agree with that. And I remember, too, by the way, there was during the Summer of Love, there was an attempt at a BLM kind of protest on Auburn's campus. And Auburn police stood outside and said, take your mask off. Why? Because it's a mask-free protest.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. And made them take their mask off. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but we don't take your mask off or leave.
Yeah. That's the way it should be.
That's exactly the way it should be. Thugs. Thomas from Athens says, skull full of mush describes Biden, but not his puppeteer. Speaking of his primary puppeteer, he says Obama could be put on the ticket as the Veep. 22nd Amendment does not prevent him serving as president. It could. It won't, but it could. Rita from Scottsboro says, so I'm wondering, is Kamala Harris raising money to get these people out that have been arrested so they can do it again? You know, that did happen, by the way. I don't know if you remember that, Big Rig, but during the Summer of Love, when Antifa and BLM were going wild, Kamala Harris advocated for a fund that she personally donated money to that was then used to bail these people out of jail, which is basically like saying, I'm with you. like she's got nothing else. She's the vice president. That's your fishy.
Yeah.
That's your cause celeb. You're gonna hang your hat on that. Mike from Athens. I hope these kids know they won't get a job with a clearance. The crazy thing is, though, under a Biden administration, they will. Look at some of the clearances they already gave, Mike. It's just awful, man. Like, what was the dude's name who was the kink fetish teacher, transgender, non-binary, who steals luggage, who had the top secret, always had the top secret clearance working for the nuclear department at the Department of the Interior. Unreal.
Wow.
He's gone, though. He stole one too many pieces of luggage and then wore the clothes he stole on his social media because he thought it was great.
Well, we didn't see that coming.
No, that wasn't predictable. Not at all. I got a brand new texter in the line who didn't tell us who they are or where they're from yet. But with regards to the question about you saw your kid on the news protesting what you do, I'm on the way down to the school with my belt. Gary from Decatur says, if Trump's convicted of January 6th crimes because no presidential immunity, would Obama be convicted of murdering a U.S. citizen abroad without due process? Because a president is not immune from such an order as commander-in-chief. So that's the thing, man. I think that they also recognize if they do this, if they go down this road and they get it from the Supreme Court, that in some way a presidential action can be the subject of a criminal prosecution, it's going to be the undoing of the presidency. It will. It'll be the undoing of the presidency because nobody will be able to function. The number of staff attorneys they have will impede any ability for executive action. Last couple for the... Oh, we're good because we're done. Harris from Athens says, the International Criminal Court is looking into charging Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes. How's that for presidential immunity? Well, he's not an American, but good luck with that because I'm pretty sure Israel won't let it happen.
Do you see Rogers? An egg is smarter.
An egg is smarter.
Well, Roger from Ardmore.
Nice. All right, you guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.